Sikhay kilos, kapit bisig para sa kaunlaran, para sa kinabukasan.
Ako, ikaw, tayo'y isang pamayanan. Ako, ikaw, tayo'y isang pamayanan. Ako, ikaw, tayo'y isang pamayanan. Ako, ikaw, tayo'y isang pamayanan.
Magandang tanghali, ito po si classmate Hazel ng Sikhay Kilos. Kasama po ngayong umaga si classmate
Roselle po ng College of Social Work and Community Development.
At ang nalilate na classmate, Edgy. Ayan, isang napaka masikhay na Biyernes ngayong classmate. Ano, classmate Edgy, saan ka galing?
Ay, good morning po sa inyo. Good noon na pala. Magandang tanghalian po sa ating lahat.
Ayun, so punta na tayo sa ating pinakakaabangan ngayong araw na to, ang ating topic na parang ang taga-tagal na nating classmate.
Hinahanda.
At ang taga marami nagre-request ng topics na ito actually, di ba?
Katabi mo lang yung nagre-request
actually. Ito gusto to eh. Ayan, so ngayong araw po na ito, no, pag-uusapan natin isang napaka-importanteng usapin tungkol sa pamilya. Yan, yung alternative family care, no, in the form of adoption. So ang ating title ngayon is I Love You Anak. Mamaya malalaman nyo, but I Love You Anak, no, the beauty of adoption. At ngayong tanghaling ng Biyernes ay kasama natin ang isang napaka ano ba yan, magandang ina. Ina din siya. Ayun, ang ating mahal na attorney Bernadette Abejo, executive director ng Inter-Country Adoption Board. Attorney?
Magandang tanghali, Attorney.
Good afternoon. Salamat sa inyong imbitasyon.
Matagal na namin itong inaasam-asam.
At we're very fortunate that she found time to come here live. Yes. In DZUP studio. So it's now your chance to say hello to all your fans. And well, also to the people at the Inter-Country Adoption Board.
Actually, they're in a seminar right now.
Yeah, you
so
can greet them in
should
the seminar.
Not be listening.
Bilang may nag-comment.
It's lunch naman, Attorney.
Yeah, it's lunchtime.
Meron din kami kasi yung importante rin sa opisina namin, no? Social workers yan. May continuing education din sila.
Mm.
So, yung value nun, to keep the passion alive. Uh-oh.
Yes.
Saka, ano yata ngayon, attorney yan eh, meron na atang bagong batas sa PRC. Kailangan mo ng talagang continuing education bago ka makapag-renew ng iyong lisensya.
Yes.
Okay. Minimum number of hours.
Units. Just like in most professions.
Yeah. Yes. Which is really good. Mm. Pero sa amin, sinimulan namin yan in 2008.
Mm.
Yes, it has been an ongoing program.
Meron po ba kayong gustong batiin, attorney, ang inyong mga kasama sa mga fans?
Mga mahal sa buhay.
Mahal sa buhay.
Yes.
Kasi bibigay namin
pwede
itong...
Pwede ko magparinig para may bulaklak sa Sunday.
Tsaka may link ito later. We will ask all the staff ng ICAB also to listen and all our partners. Eh. So please naka-record.
So hello to everybody out there and sana ho yung time na ibibigay namin dito ay magiging valuable, lalo na sa mga aming partners. Yung anak ko nandiyan lang around UP. Hello, anak.
Ayan.
UP din siya.
Anong pangalan ho ng mga anak nyo? Oh, di ba?
Pangalanan natin.
Actually, matatanda na yon. Ang apat lang kasi yung anak ko. Eh.
Mm.
So, yung nandito, yung first bunso, kasi dalawa yung bunso ko.
Mm.
We have an adopted child as well.
That's why napasok ka ba sa ICAB, attorney?
No. Actually, that's part of the blessings of the work, ha?
Okay.
Nagkaroon kami ng 8-year-old. He's 8 now. Mm. At the time we got him, he was 7.
Mm.
So it's been quite some time. And this was already during my stint with the Inter-Country Adoption Board.
That's good to hear. So she's speaking straight from personal experience also.
Ayan. Sige po. Katatanong natin.
Before, I like to greet also Ma'am Abejo.
And
Dad Abejo.
Kilala pala niya.
And Lisa and Tim.
Diba? It's a small world, yes. Neighbor.
Neighbor sila. Alam mo ba yun?
Attorney, may I ask the first question?
Yes. Yeah. Ibigay ko, sasabi ko na sana eh.
Hindi pa. Dapat wala pa question eh. Kasi siyempre magbabackground muna siya on what ICAB is. Oh, okay.
Actually, yun akong tanong. Ano yung ICAB? Kasi para po sa kaalaman ng ating mga listeners.
Okay. Yes. Ang Inter-Country Adoption Board ho ay attached agency to the Department of Social Welfare and Development. Mm-hmm. Ang mandato ng ICAB ay nanggagaling sa Republic Act 8043. Mm-hmm. Okay, gumawa tayo ng batas, which is the Inter-Country Adoption Law, dahil pumirma ang Pilipinas ng Hague Convention of 1993. Mm-hmm. Yung Hague Convention of 1993 naman, ito ay nag-a-allow ng lahat ng mga bansa mag cross-country adoptions. Mm-hmm. Okay? Kasi parang baka mamaya skeptical yung mga tao, ay, bakit ibibigay sa foreigner yung bata, no? Mm-hmm. Pero the point is, bago tayo umabot sa inter-country adoptions, pupunta ka muna sa whole range ng alternative child care ng bata. Mm-hmm. Because the main feature is the principle of subsidiarity. Yan. Para na tayong classroom.
Kaya nga, classmate ang tawagan dito sa DZUP.
Ano? Classmates, no?
Classmate.
Attorney, ano yung sinabi niyong last na word? Para lang sa kaalaman ng ano? Ano yun?
Subsidiarity.
Anong ibig sabihin nun?
Oh, this is a main feature of the Convention of 1993. Mm-hmm. Simple lang ang ibig sabihin. Bago ka magpa-adopt ng bata sa ibang bansa, hahanapin mo muna lahat ng local solutions.
Mm.
Diba? The whole range of alternative child care. Magsisimula ka sa paano masusuportahan yung pamilya para ma-retain nila yung mga anak nila at masuportahan. Mm. Pagkatapos nun, kung hindi possible, kinship care. Maghahanap ka ng extended family, nagpapalaki sa bata. Kung hindi pa rin possible, meron naman tayong foster care law. Mm. Diba?
Mm-mm.
But, ultimately, kung wala na talagang local solution, dahil ang bata ay kailangan ng permanent placement, maghahanap talaga tayo ng permanenteng pamilya sa ibang bansa na yon.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-mm. Kailan ba tayo nagsimulang magpa-adapt ng mga bata sa ibang bansa?
Ooh. The Philippines has a very long history of adoption. This started way back maybe even in the 40s.
Wow.
Which was very informal.
Mm-mm-mm.
Through the mga kumbento, ganon, mga orphanages. Pero after that, later on, under the office of the Secretary of DSWD, they called the office PIAW.
Mm-mm. Ano po yung PIAW?
Which is the Philippine Inter-Country Adoption Unit.
Mm-hmm. So hindi pa ICAB?
Hindi pa ICAB. Mm-hmm. Kasi ICAB, dumating lang yan in 1995.
Oh.
The Hague Convention was only crafted in 1993.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Ang magandang kwento dyan, dahil matagal na nga tayo nagpo-process ng mga adoption, yung crafting mismo ng convention itself, the Hague Convention, napakalaki ng kontribusyon ng Pilipinas dyan.
Mm-hmm. Actually, si Lira was very also at the forefront,
yes,
of this.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But the key person really in crafting this convention, because she was the only social worker in a room full of lawyers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, remember, this is public international law. It's a convention. And the Philippines sent a social worker,
mm-mm,
in the person of former Undersecretary
Tarahaji? No.
Oh my gosh.
gets. Former Undersecretary
DSWD.
Yes.
Yusek. Lina Laigo? No.
Wait, later on.
Later. We will research. Kasi 1995. Is it 1995?
Yeah, in 1995. But it was crafted in 1993.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Okay, we will get back to that later.
Okay,
pag
it's like a
natin,
senior
no?
moment there.
Oo, the senior moment. Pero at least yung importante, attorney, na secretary siya ay social worker. Mm-hmm. At hindi abogado.
Hindi siya abogado. Oh. So ang proseso...
Pero parang abogado na niya. Kasi alam niya marami rin siya.
Batas.
Yes. Pero yung proseso ng paggawa ng ng inter-country adoption ay pinattern sa ginagawa na ng Pilipinas.
Nangunguna talaga tayo dyan, especially sa Asia, di ba?
So yun yung isin ng pinaka-significant na contribution natin sa Hague Convention.
Pero attorney, para po mas malaman at mas, kumbaga, mas the same tayo ng pahina noon ang pag-ibig sabihin ng adoption. After the break po, pwede po bang ipaliwanag, legally speaking, o yung ano bang ginagawa sa, o yung acceptable sa buong international community, ano ba ibig sabihin ng adoption? Ang usapin ng adopted, ang mga magulang na nag-a-adopt, ano ba ang mga legal implications nito? Magandang marinig rin natin yan, no? Kasi maraming misconceptions about the idea.
Yes.
Oo, mga myth. So, kailangan alamin natin, no? Same, ano tayo lahat, definition. Ibibigay sa atin yan ni attorney after a short break. Kayo po'y nakikinig sa DZUP
1602 kasapi ng KBP, kapisanan ng mga broadcaster ng Pilipinas. Sa DZUP 1602,
kasali ka!
Halika na makinig sa DZUP 1602. Tayo na makinig sa DZUP 1602. Ikaw ang bota tayo sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Halina't kilalanin ang kahalagahan ng wika sa ating mga buhay. Dito sa Ang Wika ng Ina Mo, tuwing Biyernes sa ganap na alas 6 hanggang alas 7 ng gabi. Dito lang sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Wika ng Ina Mo, tanda na magkapatid tayo. Wika ng Ina Mo, mag-uugnay sa Pilipino. Wika ng Ina Mo, salamin ng pagkatao. Wika ng Ina Mo, magtatakda kung saan tayo.
Girl, nasan ka na? Kompleto na kami dito.
Ano?
Hindi ka ba manamin? Sabi mo sasama ka. Hello? Hello?
Kapag ang tulog ay kulang-kulang, ikaw ang mawawalan. Ugaliing matulog ng sapat upang magising sa tamang oras. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
There, a news article is now published. But is it real, fake, or satirical? Here are some things to consider. Consider the headline. Does it use excessive punctuation? Is the headline trying to invoke a reaction? Consider the source of the information. Is it a well-known source? Are the images used authentic or taken out of context? Whenever you see examples of misinformation, debunk them. Remember, accuracy matters. The truth matters. A message from DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Sikhay Kilos, kapit-bisig para sa kaunlaran, para sa kinabukasan.
Ako, ikaw, tayo'y isang pamayanan. Ako, ikaw, tayo'y isang pamayanan. Ako, ikaw, tayo'y isang pamayanan. Ako, ikaw, tayo'y isang pamayanan.
Sikhay Along,
wagas na tugtugan
at ating pangkomunidad.
I love you, anak. I love you. You be you and I be me. Different always we will be. But I love you, anak. I love you. How you smile and how you think. How you twitch and how you blink. How you laugh and then you cry. How to read you takes a while. I love you, anak. I love you. I like mornings, you like nights. You turn left when I turn right. You and I are not alike, but you're the sparkle of my eye. I love you, anak. I love you. I love you. I love you. at the color of your hair. But when you're sad, mad, or scared, stay where you are and I'll be there. I love you, anak. I love you. I have years and years behind me, you have years and years ahead. I'm not too old to understand, you're not too young to be a friend. I love you, anak.
Nagbabalik po si Kai Kilos dito pa rin sa DCUP. Ito pa rin po si Classmate Hazel.
At si Classmate Rosel.
At si Classmate Edge. Live po tayo dito sa DCUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Ang guest natin ngayon tanghali ay no other than Attorney Bernadette Vargas.
And we will call her this afternoon as
Classmate
Bernadette.
Yes. Bernadette she said, little classroom. So she gave us permission to call her
yes.
Classmate Bernadette. Well, sige, Edge, kanina before we go on and talk about the background of that very nice song, no, which was used in the campaign, no, to show the beauty of adoption. Is today we'd like to clarify exactly what do we mean by adoption to demolish all the myths concerning this.
Correct.
So one, adoption is not... Sige.
Okay. So adoption is actually a social legal process, okay, to care for a child who was probably abandoned, neglected, or given up by the parent who cannot possibly take care of the child. Ngayon, yung adoption kasi... nagkaroon ng bagong, may bagong batas kasi, yung 9523. And this is very important kasi maraming hindi nakakaalam dito na bago ang bata maipa-adopt, kailangan muna siya issuean ng DSWD ng clearance or state of availability for adoption. Hindi katulad dati na pag nag-execute ang mga magulang ng affidavit na gini-give up nila yung bata for adoption,
yun na
okay
yun.
Na yun. Ngayon, hindi na. Ngayon, kailangan lahat dumaan sa DSWD. Ang sekretarya ay mag-i-issue siya ng certificate na yung bata ay pwede at suitable to adopt. The beautiful part of this is before anybody can give up their children or child, they have to be counseled, properly counseled. And then malalaman natin yung katotohanan na talagang kailangan nila, wala silang choice kung hindi i-give up yung bata. So na-ensure natin na yung bata at sa best interest of the child is met by trying to keep that child talaga within the family. In fact, within the country. Kasi diba, it ties up with... the CRC, which says that you must protect the identity of the child and the culture of the child.
The Child Rights Convention.
Yes.
Balikan natin ha, social legal na aspeto ang pinag-uusapan sa adoption.
Yes.
Okay.
Seryoso ha. Oo. Hindi kasi importante yung classmate para nawawala yung tinatawag natin na trafficking, 'di ba, attorney?
Correct. At saka hindi lang 'yon. Meron kasing ginagawa ngayon, sadly ha, ang tawag doon simulation of births.
Ano po naman 'yun?
Yung simulation of births ay practice 'yan ng mga, well, sad to say, a lot of people na imbis na illegally adopt yung bata, i-re-register nila yung bata
sa pangalan
nila. In their name.
As if sila yung nanganak.
As if sila yung nanganak.
Yan yung myth, attorney. Ha? Isang myth na pwede na. Kala
no,
nila,
no,
na.
That is a crime under the revised crime. Penal code.
Kung pwede mag-reklamo laban sa'yo.
Ay, pwede kang makulong. Oh. At saka maawa naman kayo sa bata. Ganito yan eh. You know, pag hindi alam nung bata na adopted siya,
mm-hmm.
okay, tapos na-discover niya later on. Tapos adopted nasa pala. Stage na siya na adolescent na siya, hormones are running, mm. the mind is confused. Usually, it leads in
identity confusion, yes.
Mm-hmm. Relationship problems.
With the mm-hmm. parents. So we always say that it's best from day one to let the child know mm-hmm. that they mm-hmm. are adopted. So dapat hindi sinisikreto yan.
Mm-hmm.
At saka unang-una, gusto mo ma-preserve lahat ng data tungkol sa bata. Paano kung magkasakit?
Yeah.
Paano natin malalaman yung family history
mm-hmm.
na yun pala yung sakit niya, yung nakuha niya sa nanay niya o sa tatay
mm-hmm.
niya?
Mm-hmm.
Pero yan ay napakarami pa rin gumagawa niyan, attorney, di ba? So, ang ano dyan, ang tanong is, may habol ba yung bata na ito na pinasimulate yung birth certificate niya later on? Sa kunyari, may kayamanan yung kanyang adoptive parents, tapos mayroong gusto magprotesta na kamag-anak na simulated lang yung birth certificate niya?
Well, you know, it's a matter of proof. Somebody mm-hmm. has to question it.
Mm-hmm.
And then again, paano ipoprove yun? May DNA, syempre.
Oh.
Tapos that's one of the things. Kaya hindi maganda yung simulation.
Mm-hmm.
Kung na-prove nga na hindi siya anak yun.
Oo.
Tapos question ng mga kamag-anak mm-hmm. at gusto ko na ng kamag-anak yung mamanahin ng bata.
Mm-hmm.
Eh, kawawa naman yung bata, di ba?
Mm-hmm. So,
wala siyang protection.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, hindi for the best interest of the child. In short, ang simulation ng birth certificate.
In the first place, it's illegal mm-mm. and it will never ever benefit anyone.
Yan. May nakasuhan na ba, attorney?
Mm.
Kasi siyempre, kaya ginagawa posible ng ibang tao. Kasi
you can run away with it.
Yes.
Parang ganun.
Kailangan talaga ng
I am not aware of any case, no? Personally. But of course, kasi nangyayari yan sa lower courts. Mm. Malalaman lang natin yan kung maabot na ng Supreme Court.
Mm-hmm.
Di ba? At nagiging jurisprudence na siya.
Correct.
Diba?
At dito na yung ingredient, recipe ng mga telenovela, yung nakwento ni attorney kanina, di ba? Ganun laman lang, for the past decades, ganun laman, lagi pa nalalaman na lang niya, 18 siya, adopted pala siya.
Parang yung latest na the one who, it's I think, conditioning, a culture conditioning to know who your real, quote-unquote, biological mm-hmm. parents are. Mm-hmm. Even if you're already happily, it's sort of like a closure.
Correct.
Yeah. For a person to know their biological, ano. But if that person, I guess that's being in the training of our social workers, no? Mm-hmm. How exactly are these treasured relationships? Okay, going back to the definition of adoption, yan, social legal, ano? What else should be emphasized?
Ano bang dapat malaman?
Emphasize concerning the concept. Ganun na yun, diretso.
Ang adoption po ay hindi kayo pwede mamili. Under our system,
mm-mm.
mag-a-apply kayo sa DSWD.
Mm-mm.
Okay? Tapos yung DSWD naman, maghahanap sila hanggang may bata na clear for inter-country adoption, sila ho ay magmamatch. They will try to match
mm-mm.
as close as possible the needs of the child to the capacity of the parents to meet the needs of the child. Mm-hmm.
So, mm-hmm. hindi ito parang palengke, attorney. Hindi, bibili pwede. Ka ng aso, for may example. Menu. Ito gusto ko.
Hindi. Ito blue, itong long tail.
Blue eyes.
Spotted.
Ito, yan.
Yun, hindi ganun.
Actually, isa yan sa mga sama ng loob ko.
Mm-hmm.
Dahil in the course of my work, high executive calls the office and says, why can't they pick the children?
Oh.
So, ganun.
Ano to? Ano to, mall?
Diba? Ano yun? Shopping. So, lahat ng hindi cute na iwan na.
Oh.
Bakit, attorney, hindi pwedeng mamili?
Well,
yun nga, because they don't want to reduce a child to an object.
Correct.
That you can commodify it.
You
can,
and if you really, if it's in your heart to care for a child, it doesn't matter.
Mm.
You'll never know what you'll get anyway, even if you get pregnant.
Oo nga. Hindi mo naman masasabi na, babae to, lalaki to, walang
diba?
Sakit to.
Mm-hmm.
Healthy dapat.
Isa yun sa mga natatanging policy ng Philippines.
No, about even in the matter of health, for example.
Yeah.
Like when they're babies, like, is that also part of the commitment? Like, what if they're children with special needs, for example?
Okay, but the parents are ticking off what they are able to care for.
Okay. Mm.
So if you are not able to care for a child with special needs, hindi ka naman mamatchan.
Mm.
Diba? At saka, kunyari sa inter-country adoption, no? Yung children with special needs, that's a special category all on its own.
Mm-mm.
We have profiles of these children which usually they're annoying. Because when you say children with special needs, medyo maraming ine-encompass yan eh.
Mm-mm.
Kasi kunyari, dito sa Pilipinas, sad to say, karamihan ang gusto nila adopt, hindi pwede lumampas ng 2 years old.
Yung mga Pilipino.
Yes.
Diba? Gusto natin baby.
Gusto baby. Mm. Gusto perfect.
Healthy.
Gusto healthy.
Healthy.
Diba?
Okay.
So, parang ang ginagawa ang ngayon, may mga magulang naman abroad na willing and able sila mag-alaga ng mga batang may problema.
Mm-hmm.
Dahil maybe, kasi diba they're social, they're welfare societies.
Mm-hmm. And they have the capacity
correct
to care for that.
Correct. They have the capacity. They have the resources mm-hmm to give that child.
They have the training also. Some couples, like, they really have also the training. They're in the profession also.
Exactly.
Some of their government pays them pa eh, if mm-hmm they have a child, diba?
Well, it's more of they get benefits.
Benefits. So,
or sometimes, they in some countries kasi, they pay 50% of their income as taxes.
Mm-hmm.
But in return, their children gets free everything.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't have a child, then adopt, diba?
Mm-hmm.
And get the benefits of paying your tax. Kasi the child gets an allowance. Mm-hmm. The child gets free education, mm-hmm, free healthcare.
Mm-hmm.
Nawala sa atin, attorney.
Wala sa atin.
Mm-hmm.
Oo.
Mm-hmm.
Kaya, bakit explains gusto natin, ano na, healthy na?
Mm-hmm.
Ayun. Attorney, okay, daming mga tanong. Para rin siguro sa mga gustong magtanong na nakikinig sa atin sa radyo ngayon sa 1602 AM at sa mga online, yung mga nakiki-livestream sa www.tcup.org, pwede po kayong tumawag sa ating hotline 503-8288. Maaaring yung tanungin si Bernadette ngayong hapon, si attorney. Parang walang galang ko.
Hindi naman ako pinanganak na attorney.
Oo nga, no?
Classmate Bernadette.
Oh, si Bernadette, tanungin niyo po ng only questions niyo ngayong hapon tungkol sa adoption. Pwedeng-pwede po yan.
Magbabalik po ang si Kai Kilos dito sa DZUP 1602 kasapi ng KBP, Kapisanan ng mga Broadcaster ng Pilipinas. Sa DZUP 1602,
kasali ka!
Halika na makinig sa
Ito na ang programang kukumpleto sa Webes nyo.
Yun, yun!
Tampok ang mga boses, kwento at talento ng ating mga kawani, reps at mga guro ng bayan.
Yun, yun!
Tara na at pakinsa sa usapan para sa isang pamantasan at bansang masaya, masigla, malaya, makamamamayan at makabayan. Para sa isang tatakbo nyo na usapan, yun yun! Tuwing Huwebes, alauna hanggang alas dos ng hapon, dito lang sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Inihahandog ng UP Padayon Public Service Office at ng UP Resilience Institute kasama ang iba pang mga institusyon sa universidad ang Katatagan Fair 2018. Ito ay gaganapin ng September 10 mula alas 8 ng umaga hanggang alas 6 ng gabi sa UP Quezon Hall Amphitheater. Ang Katatagan Fair ay isang disaster risk reduction and management orientation na naglalayong palinangin pa ang kaalaman ng UP Diliman community patungkol sa DRR. Para sa iba pang detalye, maaaring tumawag kay Charles Ramos o kay Mariel Antonio sa numerong 981-8500 Local 4256 o Local 4257 o mag-email sa padayon@up.edu.ph. Ito ay hatid sa inyo ng UP Padayon Public Office sa pakikipagtulungan sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka! DZUP at 60, tuloy ang kwento.
Uy! Mag-alas 5 na! Tara, labas tayo!
Sige, tapos na ako eh. Saan mo gusto kumain?
Kahit saan, basta may aircon. Ang init kanina eh.
Hala, ang lakas ng ulan. May payong ka ba? Wala akong dala kasi maaraw kanina eh.
Ako din, wala akong payong. Hindi ako handa, ulan pala.
Laging maging handa. Huwag kakalimutang magdala ng payong, tubig at iba pang emergency equipment tuwing lalabas ng bahay. Alamin ang mga weather updates at maging handa para sa mga ito. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka.
Sikhay Kilos, kapitbisig para sa kaunlaran, para sa kinabukasan.
Ako, ikaw, tayo'y isang pamayanan. Ako, ikaw, tayo'y isang pamayanan. Ako, ikaw, tayo'y isang pamayanan. Ako, ikaw, tayo'y isang pamayanan.
Back dito po sa DZUP 1602 para sa programa ng College of Social Work and Community Development na si Kai Kilos. Alright, okay. Ito po si Classmate Edge.
At si Classmate Roselle.
And Classmate Hazel.
And we're making sure that Classmate Edge is listening.
Yeah. Yes.
Listen carefully, Edge.
Concentrate, Edge.
Take notes okay. Nga ako.
At kasama pa natin si Classmate Bernadette.
Okay, si Classmate Bernadette, no, she, who our guest to this afternoon, who's also a very valuable resource person for our upcoming series also on to make higher awareness concerning adoption concerns. So earlier we were already defining adoption, no, but now with this little time that we have with our Classmate Bernadette, is what are more or less some of the overview of the steps.
No?
So at least it's very clear now by policy that we have a law, no, in place, no, which is not yet happening in other places. No, so at least we can start with that. And next is that the spirit of the law is also that, and the policy is that you do not treat a child like a
commodity.
Doormat or a commodity that you can choose and you can go shopping for a different
and kind. That is something unique to the Philippines.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Sige. In the meantime, that's a good starting point. Sige, classmate attorney. Oh, di ba? Classmate attorney Bernadette. Sige, classmate Bernadette will tell us also some overview of the steps, no, and the adoption process here in the Philippine experience.
Okay. Without going into the details, okay, so mag-a-apply sa DSWD.
Ang gusto.
Yes, nang gusto mag-adopt. Mm-hmm. Ngayon, yung mga requirements niyan on nandun adoption, lahat. You will see it in Republic Act 8552, which is the Domestic Adoption Act.
Okay.
Okay. So you will file your application with your attachments and then you will wait.
That is when you are in the Philippines, yes. Attorney. What if I have a kamag-anak abroad?
Yes, ang inter-country adoptions
That's where inter-country adoptions.
Yes, ang inter-country adoptions, and may I take the opportunity to let people know, maski former Filipino ka.
Okay.
Maski dual citizen ka.
Okay.
Hindi ka pwede mag-domestic adoption.
Oh.
Kailangan mo
inter-country
adoption because it's the biggest source of confusion. No? Ang inter-country adoption, nangyayari yan government to government. Okay? Like, Inter-Country Adoption Board is the central authority for the Philippines regarding inter-country adoptions. And our partner agencies would be the other central authorities of the different countries. We may work with NGOs and foreign adoption agencies, but they must be necessarily accredited and authorized by their central authority. So talagang safe na safe yung sistema. Hindi kami tatanggap ng
loopholes.
File diretso galing sa mga private individuals.
Yeah.
Okay. So are we going back to domestic?
Yes, po.
Yeah, so domestic.
So DSWD.
Yes, DSWD. And then the DSWD, they're clear the children through Republic Act 9523.
Okay.
Yung certificate of eligibility for adoption of the children, no? So they will do a match. There is a multidisciplinary committee. Mga doktor yan, mga NGO, mga social worker, psychologists. They
pediatrician.
Will, yes, pediatrician. They will talk and they will do a blind match. Of course, they will base it on what the parents are able to care for. So kung match yun, tatawagan. yung pamilya. Oh. Ito na yung bata, you have so many days to accept. Pag in-accept, gagawan provision, papa, no? Yung authority. And then, you will file a case na in the courts for the adoption itself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So, ganun lang kasimple yon.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, classmate Bernadette, isa kasi napaka, ano tawag dito, concerns din ng mga tao kapag gusto lang ng adoption is magkano ang halaga ng pagpaproseso nito?
Yun ang masaya. However, eh kasi meron mga abogado involved, meron filing
fees,
etc.
More or less.
But, actually, iba-iba yan eh.
Mm-hmm.
Iba-iba talaga.
Range,
if somebody's helping you, maybe 50.
Okay.
Diba? Kasi may publication costs pa yan.
Mm-hmm.
Pero kung medyo high-end yung abogado na kunin mo, di mahal.
Diba? Acceptance fee pa lang, baka 50 na. Diba? More than pa. Mm-hmm.
So, pero you know, everything is really legal. Varies. Yeah, but at least everything is proper and in place.
Gaano katagal naman, attorney, yung waiting time? Lahat ng legal processes involved.
Ayan ang problema rin. Kasi depende sa korte. May mga korte na mabilis. May mga korte na medyo mabagal ang proseso. Kaya ang advocacy namin ay to find a way to make the process administrative. Kasi when you think about it, no? When
you say long, how long are you talking about? 5 years, 3 years? What
no
is
naman,
long?
No naman.
Baka mula kayong bata.
pero while waiting for that attorney,
teka muna,
the child
long?
Ba stays with them na? Or
no, stay with the SWD.
Yeah, no. Ah, the child can be with you already.
Even if, while processing for
yes,
for the finalization ng
yes.
Yeah, that's why I heard about
because
that.
Because there's a pre-trial custody period, ganyan. Or pwedeng nasa yun na, foster care ka na, di ba?
So how long does this take, in other words?
Depending
the shortest.
In my case, it was less than a year.
That's short already.
Because, you know, sure. My husband and I are lawyers. And the judge, the judge is a very strong advocate of adoption.
Hanapin natin yan. Hanapin mo yan. Sinong judge yan?
And the judge was the... was under my mother when she was the prosecutor.
So you need to have the
maraming factors.
Interesting yung sinabi mo kanina na to make it more administrative. Anong ibig niyo pong sabihin doon? Rather than a legal process, it becomes an administrative. Paano po
yes.
yan? How
because
do you frame
in some countries, you don't have to go to the courts.
Okay.
You know, when you think about it,
just
now,
the papers,
in the matching process alone, you are already involving a multidisciplinary group of people who are assessing all aspects of the adoption. Isn't that strong enough than the word of a judge?
Yeah.
I feel personally that it's a duplication already. If there is already a multidisciplinary assessment of both the prospective adoptive parents and the child, and this group of experts say that probably there will be a beautiful relationship here, a nurturing one, then why do you have to
involve the courts?
Correct. Well, let me tell you, yung abandonment, dati yung declaration of abandonment of the child, that used to be a legal process as well. But with Republic Act 9523, it became administrative. It's now the DSWD that can determine that the child was abandoned.
May mga moves po ba ngayon to make it, may panukalang batas po ba na nagmo-move na gawing administrative process
adoption.
Itong adoption?
We are advocating, but I'm not sure.
Kung nakapag-draft na tayo
draft.
Ng bill.
I have yet to see a draft of such a bill.
Wow, it's a long process din yan. Classmate, hahanap ka rin na mag-sponsor ng batas na yan.
So yung sinasabi mong long, how long is long? Kasi short is 1 year, but long is like what?
3 years, maybe.
Three years.
In the legal process, but the child could already be with the prospective parents.
Yes.
And there are also cases when these children are are not matched. So they have to go back to the court or go back to DSWD. Or they
may case disruption. No naman, no naman. Pag umabot na kasi tayo sa court, approved na ng multidisciplinary group yan.
So parang that's already
so it's just a
sort
a legal,
of legal.
Yeah, it's just a legal confirmation. Kasi when you think about it, you know, it's only the courts kasi that can change the birth certificate or amend it. So they will be the one to order the civil registrar to amend the name, diba, as it appears in the birth certificate. Kasi dun sa pleading, sa petition for adoption, isasabihin mo pa, ipipray mo pa yan dun sa court na ay papalitan yung pangalan ng bata, etc., etc. And only the courts can actually order that.
Okay.
Kaya pala ito na narinig ko lang ng mga cases chismoso kasi no.
Ibigay na natin sa kanya moment na to.
Yung iba, 'di ba? Kasi for example sa loob lang ng family. Sa halip na dumaan sa legal process na ito, dadaan na lang sa usapan. Like tita, tito, tapos yung mga pinsan. 'Di ba may
parang si Dinky Suleman, maraming anak si Judge Agrava. So hindi, walang anak. So, yung parents ni Dinky, dun siya lumaki kay Corazon Agrava.
Ano ang mga kaso na ganyan? How do you define those adoption process? Although hindi siya legal. No? Are they illegal?
No, it's not illegal. Okay. It's just parang kinship care yan, di ba?
Okay.
Di ba? Parang pinahiram.
Okay.
Pero that's very common among Filipinos.
Pero we have relative adoption naman,
it's
diba?
A cultural thing.
Yeah, it's a cultural thing.
But for me, if you still intend to ask somebody to care for your child, let's make it clear so the child is not confused.
Oo nga.
Di ba? At least alam mo kung ano ba talaga ang relasyon ko sa'yo.
Oo, tama.
Di ba?
Tsaka pwedeng ma-ano yung bata rubber band pa, mahila-hila.
Correct.
Because usually see a lot of parents like that. Kasi walang mismo yung parents, yung mga reflective na lang nung state of mind na rin ng mga adults, di ba? Mas stable pa siguro yung mga bata. Sa
But then again, we do have cultural issues also. Sometimes, you know, when I was in the office of the Solicitor General and we would handle adoption cases and I attended one case in Manila and we were wondering why the lola was adopting the apo.
Okay.
And then the reason was masakitin yung bata.
Okay.
And in their culture, dapat ipa-adopt yung bata.
O ibenta mo. Parang
hindi, i-adopt.
I-adopt.
Para, legal adoption, ha?
Para illegal. Oh, para hindi lang daw ano.
Para makontra yung pagiging sakitin.
Okay. Parang hanip sa extreme effort.
Hanip nga.
Bongga talaga. Kasi sa iba naman, sa kultura natin, yung meron mas na ipamahiin, ibenta mo, kunyari, binenta mo sa kanya isang piso, ganyan. Na, para mawala yung...
Mga sumpa. No?
At the end of the day, dapat talaga legal yung adoption para secure yung bata.
The best interest
bata.
Yes.
Okay, kailangan natin mag-pause for a few reminders muna habang ituloy-tuloy natin. After break, maikling na lang po ito.
Magbabalik po ang Sikay Kilos dito sa DCUP 1602 kasapi ng KBP, kapisanan ng mga broadcaster ng Pilipinas. Sa DCUP 1602,
kasali ka!
Halika na makinig sa DCUP 1602. Tayo na makinig sa
is love.
Totoo ba kasi yung boys should be boys?
LGBTQIA?
Diba there are more than two genders?
Ano nga ba ang rape culture?
Sexism? Ano yun?
Glass ceiling? Love wins! Sali na sa chikahan.
Sa kasarian.
Gender Radio.
Gender Radio.
Tuwing Biyernes, alauna ng hapon.
Sa DZUP 1602.
Kasali ka!
Ano ba yan? Mga Pilipino talaga, di marunong sumunod, oh!
Ang daming basura sa daan! Pinoy talaga kung san-san lang nagtatapon.
Hay nako, Pinoy talaga, oh! Singit ng singit!
Bakit nga ba ginagamit ang mga salitang ito para bigyan ng masamang kulay ang pagiging Pilipino? Bigyan nating halaga ang salitang Pilipino. Bahagi ito ng pangangalaga sa ating pagkatao.
Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Sikhay Kilos, kapit-bisig para sa kaunlaran, para sa kinabukasan.
Ako, ikaw, tayo'y isang pamayanan. Ako, ikaw, tayo'y isang pamayanan. Ako, ikaw, tayo'y isang pamayanan. Ako, ikaw, tayo'y isang pamayanan.
We are back dito po sa DZUP 1602 sa programa ng College Social Work and Community Development. Si Kai Kilo sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka! Ito po yung classmate Edge.
At si classmate Roselle.
Classmate Hazel.
At si classmate attorney Bernadette Vargas Abejo.
Hindi pa din papasa.
Quick announcement lang mga classmates ha. Ang atin pong istasyon dito po sa programa ng DZUP sa Sikay Kilos.
Alam niyo ba classmate na isang proseso, napaka-importante proseso ng adoption ng Tri-Media publication, di ba? Attorney, so yan, radio,
more,
TV.
More important than just the Tri-Media. Mahanap talaga yung magulang.
Iyon. Hindi lang dahil pinapanawagan mo.
Diba?
Kasi wala, parang clearinghouse.
Yun na nga. Kasi yun yung actually dream namin yun eh.
Oo.
Wala
but
tayong...
But now we're in partnership, therefore this wonderful dream is going to come true.
Yes. Yeah. We do not have a central repository of missing children. We have no list.
Ayun. So yan ang gagawin natin, di ba? Magagawa ng data, ano...
On the air.
Oh,
wow. Okay, ako naman magtatanong ulit ako kay Bernadette. Parang iba pa rin yung pakalamdam ko. Okay, Bernadette. Ito po yung tanong natin. Di ba pumupunta sa mga bahay ampunan yung karamihan? Doon sila nauunang na-orient. No, na,
kasi
pwede
hindi nila alam.
So, ano po naman yung proseso? Anong tawag doon sa ganong pagdadaanan naman? Kasi hindi ka naman didiretso sa DSWD without going through itong mga experiences na pupunta ka sa bahay ampunan, di ba? May ganun po. Ano po yung tawag
doon? Well, sa totoo lang, pupunta ka talaga sa DSWD para mag-apply, mag-adopt. However, okay, may mga ahensya kasi ng may child caring agencies na inaccredit mismo ng DSWD to place children with families.
Mm-hmm.
And there are only actually, I think, three that are allowed. That would be KBF,
Norfield,
and
Parenting? No.
Another one.
Okay, there's another one. There are three of them that can actually place children with families.
Mm-hmm.
They have the authority from the DSWD.
Mm-hmm.
So yun yung sinasabi mo. But the general rule is they are actually doing the work for DSWD.
Mm-hmm.
So it's still DSWD that's placing the children with the families.
Uh-oh.
If you go through them.
Kasi kunyari malayo ka sa KBF or malayo ka sa Northfield, DSWD ka talaga.
Correct.
Diretso ka doon. Correct. Yun siguro yung kailangang malaman, maintindihan talaga ng ating mga tagapakinig ngayong hapon. Na para tamang proseso lahat na sa unang-una pa lang.
Hindi kayo pwede pumunta sa child caring agency, mamili.
Oo, ganun yung parang pa yan.
Ito, tapos pupuntang din.
Balikan natin yung...
We want to ensure or we want to emphasize that children are not commodities. They are human beings and they deserve to be loved.
Ayun. Balikan natin yung tanong mo kanina kay classmate Bernadette. Kung anong pinaka-importante?
What is the most important thing that the public or people should know about adoption?
Mm-hmm.
Sa tingin mo?
Me? Mm-hmm. Adoption is not about the parents needing a child.
Mm-hmm.
Adoption is about a child needing a home, needing somebody to nurture them and bring out their best potential. Remember these children, no? If you read books on them, they start their lives with a loss. Right? So you have to support them. And don't think that it's a bed of roses na lalakihan ng normal. Maraming issues talaga na kailangan natin intindihin.
Mm-hmm.
Diba? Kailangan mo talaga i-nurture. Kailangan mong, you know, I think it's a beautiful thing when we meet the adopted children who are doing very well. Diba?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a, you know, it's Mother's Day.
Best measure.
So it's a testimony to how much love was poured to them for them to to come out that way. Mm-hmm. Diba? Mm-hmm. And of course, the sacrifice of the mothers to give them up.
Mm-hmm.
Hindi ho ganun. Huwag niyo hong isipin na basta give up yung batang yan.
Masama yung nanay niya.
Na masama yung nanay. May
mga
hindi
circumstances
po, eh.
And context correct, which you're not aware
correct.
Of.
Correct. Wala silang choice kung hindi i-give up yung mga anak nila for adoption.
Ayun. Dahil naniniwala sila na kapag, well, adoption is one way for their children to have a better future.
Correct. Mm. Something that they cannot give.
Ayun.
About, okay, that's a... we're emphasizing that to our audience, and maybe we can go now to the campaign of ICAB.
Yes.
Yeah.
In preparation for, I think, this big thing you're having in September. But this very nice. Now we'd like to encourage our listeners to see this video. No, but it was sung. There are two videos. No, songs. One version is sung by a female, another by a male. So maybe you can tell us about this. This campaign and this song and this very nice animation.
Uh-huh. So that's the earlier you heard the song "I Love You, Anak."
Okay.
That song was actually created for us by McCann, an advertising agency. We partnered with them because we wanted to create an awareness. Okay, about adoption, to stop all the simulated adoptions, and to actually turn the word, kasi di ba may masamang connotation dati yan. Eh.
Parang bumba yan, di ba?
Diba? Dahil sa mga telenovela na yan,
mga,
yung mga ampon ka lang, nakakasakit yun eh.
Di ba?
So kinausap namin yung mga scriptwriters, sabi namin, wag naman ganyan. Dahil, you know, we wanted to equate the word adoption to love.
Correct.
Diba? Mm-hmm. Because that's it. You're being, you know, you were chosen to be loved. It's it's about caring. It's about
committing.
Wanting, yes, committing and wanting to nurture somebody who's not even related to you, diba?
Mm-hmm.
Gusto mo lang mag-share ng sobrang, like you are overflowing with love. That's why you want to adopt, diba? Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Bernadette. Thank you for believing in me.
But something to share.
Of course.
Sige, so, tas pas yung mga images doon, eh, parang magaang no, for something very heavy
yes,
process.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So that's it. Because of that advocacy, it was between ICAB and the DSWD. So we brought up this campaign of the I Love You, Anak.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So adoption really is about love.
Love.
Adoption is about caring. Mm-hmm. Adoption is not negative.
Mm-hmm.
It's very positive. Even for children, no? They're adopted because they were chosen to be loved.
Mm-hmm.
Diba? So it's really yon. That's why it was a beautiful song. It was a very young girl in McCann who created that song. And then, luckily, Augie Alcacid, in fact, volunteered to sing the song in Tagalog.
Mm-hmm.
And then later on, Lea Salonga again volunteered to sing the song in English. But this song has been translated into many, many languages.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, our foreign adoption partners ask their own locals to translate it and to sing it. So now it's like a lullaby to the children.
So
that
it
they
has
adopt.
Been translated to several languages.
Yes, it has.
Wow, yun yung masasabi ko sa episode natin ngayong hapon. Ang daming na break na misconceptions, ang daming mga legal na mga pwede nating i-remind no yung ating public na kailangan po talaga dumaan tayo sa isang legal na proseso para walang problema in the future. Kasi kapag tinago mo yan, naku, mukhang doon nagsisimula yung problema. Yes. Yeah. Diba?
Saka kawawa naman yung bata.
Ayun. So importante yung best interest of the child.
Hindi po yung mga bida dito yung mga magulang, ang bata. Tandaan po natin. It's not about you. It's about the child.
Ayan. Okay. Sige.
Thank you very much, Attorney Bernadette. Classmate Bernadette. This is not the first time. We will always be in this conversation with
you. Kukulitin pa natin siya in short.
Yes.
Well, thank you for having me.
Maraming salamat.
Sharing our advocacy.
Siguro isang magandang paalala lang no sa mga tagapakinig na yung merong mga gustong balak mag-adapt, ano, mag-tune in pa kayo sa Sikay Kilo sa mga susunod naming mga episodes dahil hindi po ito last. Ito po ang simula.
Series.
Series ng adoption episodes namin.
Yeah. All right.
Thank you very much, Attorney Bernadette, for being Thank with you. Us today.
Ayan, at siya naman po nagtatapos ang episode ng Sikay Kilos dito lang sa
DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Sikay Kilos, kapit-bisig para sa kaunlaran, para sa kinabukasan.
Ako, ikaw, tayo'y isang pamayanan. Ako, ikaw, tayo'y isang pamayanan. Ako, ikaw, tayo'y isang pamayanan. Ako, ikaw, tayo'y isang pamayanan.